Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at nusports.com. Well, despite a brutal performance against Tampa Bay on Sunday, Bears head coach John Fox says Mike Glennon will be the Bears starting quarterback in week 3 against Pittsburgh. But former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt told Moline Hanley today Glennon shouldn't even have been the quarterback at the end of week 2.
I said if they go into this thing, I would put Trubisky number 2 because the Bears are going to have some games when they're winning with a big lead or they're losing with a big lead where Trubisky will get playing time. This would have been a situation where I would have put him in. I don't know at what point, but I would have put him in and said, you know, yeah, let's get him some playing time because they were pulling some people out too, you know, so he's not going to get a major dose of the best they have.
Bears still waiting for news on linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski's chest injury. Yesterday, Ian Rappaport says there was a concern that he was done for the season. Bears and Steelers Sunday at Soldier Field. Cubs open a 2-game set in Tampa tonight with a 3.5-game lead over the Brewers and a 6-game lead over the Cardinals. Mike Montgomery returns to the starting rotation to take on Chris Archer. Manager Joe Maddon gave Spiegel and Parkins an update on the lineup tonight.
KB, I'm giving Chris Bryant, you guys will know, a day off today, giving him 2 off. Because I was really just want to make sure that he's going to be strong and healthy down the stretch.
Javi Baez will play third base. Addison Russell at shortstop. Pregame with Mark Grody starts tonight at 5:35. White Sox are in Houston where they'll open a set against the Astros tonight. Lucas Giolito gets the start in this one against Colin McHugh. Houston clinched the AL West on Sunday. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from Minute Maid Park. Blackhawks open their preseason tonight at Columbus. Puck drops in that one at 6. And the Bulls have named Doug Collins a senior advisor for basketball operations. He'll report to John Paxson. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Hyundai. And the football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Rays at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
How do?
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had our updates today, as well as Joe Ostrowski before that. Thank you to our guests on the show. Three Technique, which included the Husky himself, Rick Camp, calling into the show, into the segment, while live at the board. With good opinions, though, I thought. Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports.
Kenny Owens is calling. Facts from Kenny Owens.
You don't even have to go that bike that far.
What's that? No? Oh, yeah, no, I know. At least we called the man what he is. Jeff Passan.
I have no idea.
From Yahoo Sports. Michael Lombardi joined us from The Ringer. And Joe Madden, lots of baseball
he was good.
Stuff.
He was really good.
Lots of hardcore baseball things for Joe back in Tampa tonight. Then Jay Zawoski and Rick Camper are fine producers. Thank you, guys. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gersh of the video streamer does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio, Michael Irvin, the playmaker, Can't Do It will be on the show. And Patrick Manley will be live in studio for the noon hour with a guest to be determined. Maybe it's been determined. I just don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. What's up, gentlemen?
So are you curious why the Bulls would hire a special senior operations vice president assistant to the whatever in Doug Collins, and the GM is not at the press conference?
Yes, I'm extremely curious.
Yeah.
Curiosity is
high. I don't have strong feelings about this one because I don't know that he's going to make a huge impact one way or another. But they need more voices.
Is he leaving television? Is this a full-time gig, or is this just a title he's adding to kind of have a thing?
I don't know that answer yet, but they have to know that it sends an odd message for Gar not to be there. They have to realize that.
The first thing I thought was not only the hire, but then that Gar's not there at the press conference when they made it very clear in their press release what the hierarchy is going to be. Mm. There's no room for Gar.
It read to me like he is leaving TV.
Okay.
To be able to stay involved in the NBA, right? That's his quote, to be able to stay involved in the NBA and work with John, Gar, Fred, and their respective staffs while not having to leave my family and continuing to live in one of the greatest cities in the world. The fit couldn't be any better for me at this point in my life.
I do not
sound like a retirement gig.
I agree with that. But I don't read this press release as no room for Gar at all.
Mm.
I don't read that. I mean, he says Jerry Michael and the Bulls organization, then to work with, as he said, John, Gar, Fred, and their respective staffs.
Yeah, that's a lot of cooks in that kitchen, especially with Jim Paxson being involved now too. I forgot what his title is, but he's been lurking behind the scenes for a while. It's just a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
But they don't have many people there. It's a small front office, isn't it? That's
one of the criticisms, that it's the smallest front office or among the smallest
front
offices.
I thought that was largely because of foot soldiers. More scouting analytics, specifically analytics compared to other teams. This is a lot of guys at that like executive-ish level. It just seems very crowded at that particular tier.
Well, Doug doesn't like analytics either. He's not big on that. So if this is going to be like, hey, let's revolutionize the Bulls,
that's not
what this is.
Yeah, wrong generation for that. But these are all old. You get a big collection of old guys.
I just like the calls that it's going to generate. Is he going to replace Fred? Is he going to replace Gar? Is he going to replace the entire thing? Is he going to bring in Chris Collins? I like the conspiracies that come with it.
Is he like Bob Pulford, in which case at any point he can just kind of descend and be interim and then coach for a little while, coach for a year, then go back up when he wants?
Disintegrate into dust and blow away.
Make a daiquiri in between periods.
Make a daiquiri.
Well, don't you remember the Tribune piece?
What 50-year-old woman do you have to be to make a daiquiri?
Do you remember the piece on Pulford where there was a picture of him?
And the boy.
And the little boy was in the room, and there was a
fern.
And there was a blender.
Pulley's blender was a moniker.
Yes, our theory was that Pulley had a blender in every room, just in case he needed a daiquiri.
There's certain things you need in every room,
dude.
There is a report that Doug Collins is leaving television. By the way, I just saw it.
Phone charger. I mean, there's something
you need a blender in every room.
You never know.
But it's so funny how this stuff is cyclical. I remember when I was like making jokes about Lou Piniella, the end of the Lou Piniella run, and it was like he got a pallet of drink umbrellas delivered to the clubhouse because he had to have them.
You don't want
to
be without, certain things.
That's a prickly pear margarita.
That's what I'm
having.
I can't do margaritas anymore. I learned that a couple of weekends ago.
What happened?
I like margaritas.
The sugar, it makes me sleepy. Like the liquor and the sugar together makes me entirely too sleepy.
Add more liquor.
No,
less sugar, more liquor.
Little lime juice, little salt, and another shot of Cointreau.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it when you're just having one, but if you're just sitting back pounding margaritas, I'm gonna go bye bye real soon.
I've had to make the terrible choice, which I made about 6-8 months ago. I do not keep scotch in the house anymore.
Can't trust yourself.
Oh no!
Wow.
So I got one.
That's a big concession for you.
Hey, man, had to happen. It's okay.
A little Talisker?
I'm an Oban guy. Oban, the Balvini. Yeah. McAllen,
Highlands.
Yeah.
Not the Elay.
No, okay. Aberlour, Abunad. I mean, some of that stuff. So, yeah, I've had
two. Highland Park.
No one likes a quitter. It's an excellent single malt. It's disappointing.
Well, all that means, do it big. Well, yeah. all that means is I look for bars with the best scotch selection.
So, you're drinking out
get
now?
You outside.
Yeah, that's right.
It takes a lot of discretionary income to be.
That was a big part of it.
An out of the house high end scotch drinker.
Oh. Right, super expensive.
Oh, my God.
In house scotch drinker, also expensive if your taste gets stupid.
Yeah, McAllen. Is what $75 a bottle for the 12 now?
Is it really?
Yeah,
I think so.
If we're celebrating something, I'll get like an 18 out, and then you remember, all right, you don't do this often, so you're
right,
$46 for a glass or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you start with 118, and then you can go down to the 12.
Oh, that's what they say. You set the tone.
You're a doer's white label by the end of the night.
You set the tone for the evening, and then by the end you're drinking Skoll,
Johnny Red,
right. Drinking Beef Eater, and outside the 7-Eleven on Hubbard for some reason.
Johnny Red is fine. A Doer's White Label.
No, I thought he was good with Tom Doerr. I thought Johnny Red was good with Tom Doerr.
I don't go under Johnny Black.
Avon Barksdale drinks Johnny Red. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for Avon.
The fictional character?
The fictional character.
Oh, well, yeah. Then. All right.
So what does Harry Potter drink?
That matters. That matters.
What do you guys think Charlie Brown would be drinking right now?
Oh, Sherry, huge Johnny Black guy. Looked me dead in the face with no smile.
You're sitting there trading shots with Lady Macbeth.
The fictional character drinks Johnny Red.
Danny.
It's good enough for me.
Danny is so desperate for wire connection. I got nothing.
You guys talk music all the time. We can get down with the wire anytime you want, my brother. Learn something new every time I watch it.
I'll drink my bottom shelf scotch. Over here, this peasant that I
You're
am on this
money.
Side of the
you
table.
Are good money.
Come on, when Sipowicz used to drink, he used to drink too.
Damn, it took a turn.
You know, it really did. How do you guys
not really three friends?
I know.
How do you guys remember
the conversation?
The home bar that George Jetson had, like folded, it folded into a briefcase.
He's dead already.
Right. He's dead already.
It's enough.
Danny's hazing will
come. No, please. You didn't just drop a fictional character on us and look me dead in the face.
Look you dead in the face.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, who's Avon? I'm thinking like, oh God, this is a football player.
No, I don't know. You're good. Yeah. You're good. So what else happened today? You know,
are you guys carrying the press conference, by the way?
No.
Okay, cool.
Last night, you know, without Cubs, without Sox, and thinking about what I was going to do with my night.
You watched the bad football game, didn't you?
You know what? I'm going to extend the relationship conversation that we had yesterday with the Bears because it's a relationship that I never, ever want to leave, but it's a relationship that's getting worse and worse, and it's the relationship with actual football itself, the product. I'm not, you know, I go back and forth on watching guys die out there and all the other stuff that goes along with it and expecting these dudes to turn that off, you know, after their 3 hours on a Sunday or a Monday or Thursday, whatever. You know,
but you mean the quality of the game? The quality? It early season stuff has been ugly.
Everything that's happening right now, and I believe the Wall Street Journal, I bookmarked the piece. Wall Street Journal wrote a piece about it yesterday, I believe. Just all the things that are going on right now with the game, whether it be the social stuff or the actual on-field product. And then it's how it's tied in.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this league that you can't find room for someone to throw the football. But hey, the product, I promise you, I thought I'd never get to this point. But I look forward to college football Saturdays over the last year or two a little bit more than NFL Sundays.
That's a swap for you. And it's definitely not how you feel about hoops, too.
Oh, dude, you can listen. I watch the worst NBA game.
And this winter and fall. Yeah. Believe me.
But there's like five good college basketball games a year.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. And both those games.
And I watch way more than that.
And
but
all those
not
games
good.
Have, you know, first round picks and guys who are going to be next level players.
Yeah.
This thing, though, that they are putting out there, they don't have enough quarterbacks. And you know what they don't have enough of? They don't have enough offensive minds. You know, the fact that Sean Payton and some of these guys are still so head and shoulders above everyone else. Like, this is going to be a real, especially locally here for us. All right, you got Kendall Wright, you got Josh Bellamy, you got Deontay Thompson. Mm-hmm. Get them open. If you're that guy,
yeah,
get them open.
You know who's been? I feel you. And to your point, the Kansas City Chiefs and the aged Andy Reid are still doing
work.
Schematically,
he's one of the five best coaches in the game.
Still doing work.
He is brilliant offensively. Still, both of these first two weeks,
the wide receiver bunch sets and putting people in motion that you wouldn't necessarily see in motion just because he knows that receiver can't get off a jam,
right.
So he wants to get you a running start. These are the things that I'm watching, and I'm sitting there. I watched Ben McAdoo, and shout out to him last night for being real, because we asked coaches to do that, and they're like, "Oh my God, he threw y'all under the bus." We'll play the cut. But I watched Ben McAdoo last night with Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham Jr. and Evan Engram, who I think is going to be pretty damn good. Can't block to save his life, but the tight end out of Mississippi, I think he's going to be a really good player. And nobody needs a running game anymore, so whatever. And a two-time Super Bowl champion not be able to move the football. Not just score. Move the football.
Ereck Flowers was a train wreck, though.
This is the thing.
Both teams couldn't block anything.
He might
be the worst left tackle in football.
Danny, every time I watch him, it feels like he's having the worst game I've ever seen him play.
The Bob Whitfield
game. Every time I watch him, he's horrible. But this is the thing, though. Extend the line. Put Adams out there and extend your perimeter a little bit. There's things you can do. The play calling.
Or move the pocket.
The play, he can't do much of that with Eli, though. The play calling and the quarterbacking that is so essential to this game, it is rotten. And what I see on a collegiate level is, okay, this guy, cut off to half the field. You don't ask him to think. He could throw the ball through a brick wall. You got sophomores and freshmen who are fifth and sixth corners. They're going to be out there. They're going to get burned. We're going to have 40 to 45 games all the time. But this thing out here in the NFL, with the scoring being what it is right now, you look at there are league lows going on in scoring right now, and it's not just these last 2 weeks.
It's about the under.
The end of the season. And when this happened to the NBA said, we got to do something about this. We got to clean this game up. We got to make sure guys can't run through that lane and get grabbed.
But the NFL has already done it.
Right. You've spent that. This is like when the Fed runs out of stimulus tricks, you know?
Well, what's going to have to happen is college is going to have to revert back to some of the, and they will never do it because they're making money doing the things they've done. But you're going, like, I've always thought that the mobile quarterback, and for a long time it was the African-American quarterback for me, was the worst coach position in sports, where in high school all you gotta do is get that one read and chuck it, and if not, take your ass down the field because we gotta win games. I'm a high school coach. I don't give a damn about college, and I felt like it also morphed into the college game. What you have now is with these 7-on-7 passing camps, I think you're getting more drop back quarterbacks who can also be mobile because they see where the game is going. So what it's gonna take like a generation, because look who we're talking about is the next tier, the next guy.
But it's not about the guys. You're right about the scheme. I mean, Blood, Sweat, and Chalk. I always think about that book. Yeah. There's so many different scheme things that have come and gone. There's so much to choose from to go back. That's why the zone read showed up, and now that's gone again. But there will be another innovation where they borrow from the college.
That took a year, and then in the Super Bowl, Colin Kaepernick got hit by Terrell Suggs every time he had the ball or didn't have the ball, and people were like, wait a minute,
right.
That's the team that's in the Super Bowl,
so
and their quarterback is about to get killed.
So that one is come and gone, but look at the stuff. You saw what Travis Kelce, that touchdown the other day, and they've run this stuff before. These are Utah plays that Andy Reid is going back.
Blows my mind that more teams don't do that. It's a brilliant innovation because it can't be a turnover.
It's a forward pass. And it gets you a playmaker the ball right away, and if he does get through all of a sudden, and that's Andy Reid went back to Utah days to find Alex Smith's
stuff.
Well,
we also saw what Bill Belichick and those guys started doing with double tight end sets and having where it used to be your inline tight end and then your move guy, and there's been different terms for it. You know, the old Frank Wycheck hybrid H-back stuff. The fashion comes and goes. But if you start, like you say, if you start looking at defensive assignments and finding out who that guy is, because college teams do better than pro teams, I think.
Oh, they pick out the dude who
exactly.
should be out there.
They find the patsy.
Yeah, the sophomore, the freshman who isn't the blue chip dude.
They
the
do it on the line.
Yeah.
They find the line mismatch every time, and they run at that guy every time. Or they make sure they
seal. Take him out.
Exactly.
Peyton Manning
would always do that.
They also do a bunch of like misdirection to take some stupid guy out. out. Like, take them out of the play, so all of a sudden the math works better for you.
Right. I just wonder how many times NFL teams, because we've had for a long time a homogenization of these rosters where you say, all right, well, everybody runs this and everybody's already at this level. You know what? Especially in the middle of the season when you see some of these injury-ravaged teams, pick on the bum. Isolate the bum. That's what I love. I always
how do you spell that?
That's what you saw. That's what you saw the Falcons do so well last year. Oh, and what you saw them not do against the Bears was last year when that guy was in charge. He would eat. Who's on you, Julio? Okay, we're throwing it to you every time until they roll.
Simple as that.
Right.
And Dom Capers was messing around, bringing a safety down, acting like he wasn't going to double team him, having the safety double team in the middle of the field. By that time, you have got a 6'3", 225-pound guy with full speed. That's not going to work. I don't care how you fill out Morgan Burnett's hips. I don't care what you think is going to happen on the other side of that field where the corner is sitting down as well. Mm. You can't, like, there's certain guys that are you can't guard, you can't defend, or you can't block. I'm with that. If you're getting your ass beat because that guy's just better, Ziggy Ansah's just better than Eric Flowers.
Yeah.
But you got three quarters to figure this out. And you have a guy in Odell Beckham Jr. who thinks he's one of the best in the game, and his first 4 years has shown you that he's one of the best as far as receivers are concerned to start a career. And that's the premier product. That is what you are lining up to watch that night. I don't think that any other sport could survive. Man, the NBA had dud games on Saturday nights, and they had to switch it up. They had to say, hey, listen, you guys are getting a night off before these Saturday night primetime games because we cannot keep doing this. Every Monday night and Thursday night game sucks. Everyone.
Yeah, but football is still king, and everything you said.
It's a bad relationship that I can't wait to come home to.
Right. I know. I get it, man. But, like, also just think about it, right? Those big Saturday night NBA games, they're trying to draw, what, 2-3 million people nationally? These bad Thursday night games are drawing 15-16 million people. And everything you said is true about the product, but everything around football, give it to me. Give me the Bears at noon. Give me the red zone. Give me my fantasy team. Give me my daily fantasy team. Give me my gambling. The television product, that 6-hour block on Sunday, even if the product on the field is worse, and it is, this isn't peak NFL product.
I got you.
What they do around it is still better than any other sport by a mile.
I agree.
But nobody watches this. This doesn't contribute to ratings.
He's talking about tune in at noon. Yeah, okay. Noon to six.
Just game action.
You're talking about the fan culture and fan involvement and just like setting up your command center and the whole thing.
I will say when they take over a city and they have this orgasmic, you know, cash flow all over a city where it's like, yeah, by the way, this is Super Bowl City now. I'd never seen anything like it when I went to Phoenix. Like,
it was incredible.
They took over a city. And you see how they got F-250s lined up with every NFL team name on them and every, and I'm like,
fans of every jersey walking the street.
But see, I had that same revelation in New Orleans, which is a city of like a completely different kind of culture, and then all of a sudden football people commercialized were in everywhere.
Yeah. And the high-end hoos.
This is where but I think this is where my life has changed a little bit though, Danny, because I was that way too. But now I'm like, all right, gotta watch the Bears for work. At 3 o'clock game, I'll tape it and I'll watch it. If I don't, I usually get back at halftime, but I'm definitely watching Sunday Night Football because that's getting ready for the week. You're in the house already, you know, preparing the meals for the week, all that other stuff.
TV product, I wax poetic about that.
Yeah, but I'm not sitting down for nobody's 9 straight hours anymore. I can't. So I feel like my time now is I have to value it a lot more. And me watching this, I'm never going to go away from the Bears, and I'm never going to go away from NFL football. That's why I feel the way I feel about the product. Like, people who don't care, like these idiots who, oh, I don't watch NBA basketball because everything's a travel, and then the 2 minutes take 35 minutes. They haven't watched since Jordan wore number threes. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Like, they haven't watched since 87, 88.
Right.
All right? So that's fine. But if you do care about it, which I do because I like watching the game, just watching it is such a chore. And when you do get a game, it's like, oh my God, we got a really good game. Like, oh, did you see that game last night?
Hey, Jimmy, call me. Call me when that happens.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and I don't think it'll ever be as regional as baseball is when it comes to the playoffs. And you'll never know the stars the way you do in the NBA. And still, it shines the way it does numbers-wise. You watch the Pro Bowl. People watch the draft, the first round of the draft all the way through, writing down the names and screaming at the television. Yeah. It's going to be there forever. It's just I need more important people at the important positions. the offensive play callers and the quarterbacks in this league have to be better. And I don't know if there's a new infusion of talent. I don't know if it's just cyclical and we're going through a lull right now because we had five greats playing all at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, man. This thing is trash.
Well, what's interesting about that, I know we got to go, is last night you had a guy who's thrown for 5,000 yards and a two-time Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. And you're still saying that.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah. And Eli, I think, probably the most overrated player of a generation. But
I was going to say ever.
No. Do you think of his generation?
Do you think he's elite? Do you think he's elite?
What do you guys got today?
Better than Matt Miller at 3, Adam Kramer at 3:40, Len Casper.
And the sun goes down and I'm by myself.
At 4, Hub Arkish at 5, and surprises along the way as well.
They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go, and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at Farmers.com. It might be easy for most people to miss because the PGA Tour schedule is so strange nowadays, but the 2017 season comes to a close this week at Eastlake in Atlanta. This week is the Tour Championship, the finale of the so-called PGA Tour playoffs. Of course, they aren't real playoffs because points from the regular season roll over into the so-called postseason. What's more, the point system is laughable. Win a major, you get 600 points. Win one of the first playoff events, you get 2,000 points. Player of the Year is already decided. Justin Thomas, 5 wins, 1 major first. Jordan Spieth, 3 wins, 1 major second. The Tour will tell you if Spieth wins, he could still win the award. Wrong. I'm John Feinstein.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $1,389 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV. Or the new seductive C-Class convertible. or one of the other new arrivals now at Knaus, your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knaus.com.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, a holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or online at formerlymodern.com.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at nusports.com. Cubs are in Tampa tonight to open a two-game set against the Rays. This is a short respite from games that matter in the NL Central. Cubs play four in Milwaukee starting Thursday and then four in St. Louis. Mike Montgomery back in the starting rotation tonight to take on Chris Archer. Pre-game with Mark Gordy starts at 5:35. Joe Maddon says Chris Bryant will have the night off tonight. Javi Baez will play third base. White Sox are in Houston. They're opening a series against the Astros. Lucas Giolito gets the start in this one. Colin McHugh will go for Houston, who clinched the AL West on Sunday. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from Minute Maid Park. The Bears have the day off today before they start getting ready for Week 3 against the Steelers tomorrow. Head coach John Fox says Mike Glennon remains the starting quarterback. Blackhawks open their preseason tonight at Columbus at 6 o'clock. Bulls named Doug Collins senior advisor to basketball operations. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Rays at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Web Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Hi, I'm Greg Webb. It's SUV season at Packy Web Ford. Qualifying, get $3,200 to $5,800 in Ford bonus cash on most new models. For details, see us at Ogden and Finley and Downers Grove or at PackyWebFord.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on until 5:35, and we get out of your way for the Cubs and the Tampa Bay Rays. We've got Matt Miller joining us at 3 o'clock. Adam Kramer talks college football at 3:40. Len Casper on the Cubs at 4. At 4:30, we are going to do In Other News, and then Hub Arkish on the Bears and the NFL today at 5 as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We have a website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow. There is always fun on the Facebook page. And the chat that goes on there is special.
And sometimes Facebook reminds you of where you were in your life and these memories that they have. Like the, 5 years ago, I took this picture right here, Dan, in Argentina.
with
that piece of meat. And by the way, it's actual steak.
Well,
stop.
There's multiple meanings there.
It's Toronto. So yes, Facebook is a fun place to be. I'll actually share this picture and try not to get killed.
Yeah, and you're going to find out too that when you start seeing a picture of tiny little children who have become not so tiny children and maybe not even children anymore, and then when you don't want to, you're just a complete emotional wreck, realizing how
quickly old you've gotten.
In a blink, where that picture feels like it was yesterday, and then you realize, oh my God, I'm halfway in the grave.
Yeah, and this is very
what
close.
Are we doing here?
And that's why we might as well have fun with each other, scream at each other, cry with each other, laugh at each other, all those things.
I'm with you. You can like the 670 The Score page to enjoy all of what we just described.
Yeah, whatever the hell that was.
There is watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live for our video stream. That is directed by Brian Gertsch.
You talk about all these fourth quarter comebacks they've had in Detroit. Matt Stafford doesn't get all the credit. It's Prater a lot of the time, and that might be the most dramatic field goal I've ever seen made.
Was he talking about last night's field goal or like one of his game winners when he was at one of the Tebow Broncos?
The most
that doinker that was,
seriously though?
The most dramatic field goal you've ever seen made?
Adam Vinatieri just put his drink down. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. I didn't hear that last night. I watched the game, but I had the sound down or Jace.
That was during the Jim Caldwell fist pump. He was very excited about that field goal.
You can't say that though.
That's like that's Mike Montgomery's best moment ever as a Cub.
Yeah, you just can't say those things. All right, whatevs.
Okay, the producers are Nick Shepkowski.
That's why Steve Spagnuolo is a very good defensive coordinator. He does an excellent job self-scouting himself. There's Dwayne Harris again.
Well, it's hard to self-scout someone else. That's why he's so great, is he knows that if he's self-scouting, he's going to self-scout himself. That's why he's brilliant.
Yep.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
What are you saying to me, that I'm putting the horse before the cart here? I got to wait?
Usually.
He said that yesterday.
Yeah, usually that's how it happens.
We're still waiting for that third point.
Is it Mike in Janesville?
I think so. Still waiting for point number three.
Mikes are catching up to Bob's.
Yeah, Mikes are having a bit of a run, aren't they? Is that also the Rockford guy? Was that Mike?
Like, if we really look at the metrics, I think, you know, we've been thinking about Bob's in a certain way for a long time. Mike's are getting close.
This segment brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost, where taxes and fees are included on all plans. Get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for $50. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
All right, Dan Bernstein, I know that I don't ask you this very often without trepidation, but
I'm not loaning you money.
Get your ass out of here. Unlock those phone lines.
All right.
We have to do this together.
Okay, I'm cool.
How do we feel better about football? Like, how do you make, we can't do anything to make the game better, but what level do we have to sink to, or maybe, I don't know, on some meta, you know, on some meta way of thinking of it, what way do we have to raise our way of watching the game?
The enjoyment,
the value that we get out of watching, whether it be Bears football or NFL football last night's game.
Take the Bears out of this.
All right, so just the product overall.
There's no way to enjoy watching Bears football.
Dan, I grew up with Randall Cunningham, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, John Elway, Joe Montana, you know, hell, the bad teams.
Even Ken O'Brien.
The bad teams had good quarterbacks, yeah. The bad teams had guys who were like, if he was on a better team,
Joe Ferguson.
Yeah. My guy Neil Lomax, you know, like the bad teams had really good ones. And I don't want to put it all in the quarterback position, but that's where I'll start. And then I'll move on because Ben McAdoo got real last night.
Like what Jim Everett did for a long time.
Real deal.
Wasn't any good,
Jim,
right?
But Jim Everett was what you thought a quarterback should look like when he got hit.
Yeah,
he's still trying to deliver. Big man. Yep. And you got the position and the game. I just, you know, a lot of people have been kind of predicting doom and gloom for the game and what's going to happen because mothers are going to realize that they shouldn't be sending their sons out there to get brain injuries and then you counteract that with the South is always going to have that religion known as football and people who have to play the game will always play the game.
I want to get back to your mission statement though.
That's part of it though. How does the game evolve or get better? I feel like the game is hit a little bit of a roadblock here where we haven't seen the next level of the game. I remember when you couldn't have, like, when big ass linebackers had to be moved off the field. I'll never forget Shane Conlon could not play against the Oilers whenever the Buffalo Bills played them, or I believe he was a Ram as well. When the Rams and the Bills played the Oilers because of the run and shoot, you couldn't have him out there chasing Haywood Jeffries and Ernest Givens and those dudes. You couldn't have him out there. And then it turned
Drew Hill.
It turned into a league of, okay, yeah, we're pretty much a nickel all the time. So the defense took a step forward. And then you couldn't hit the quarterback. So now the offense takes a step forward. But the evolution of the game, removing the running back. All of a sudden, now the running back is popular again the last 3 or 4 years in terms of draft status. I just don't know where the game can go to make the game better. It's the same conversation we might have about the NBA, about the court being too small, or maybe introducing a four-point shot because guys are pulling up from 30 and it's worth the same value as pulling up from 28. These are the things where I'm sitting back watching this game last night and saying to myself, I'm only doing this because of what I think I love about football. It's not what I currently love about football. I'm watching this thinking these two quarterbacks, as Danny and as you mentioned, and during the transition, these two, you got a Hall of Famer and you got a guy who throws for $5,000 every year. He's got the highest attempts per game in NFL history right now at 39.3 a game. Matt Stafford throws the ball more than anybody in NFL history right now. I should enjoy this.
I'm going to give you two things that matter to me. And I say this always understanding that there are unintended consequences, and I urge you to counter argue or point some of this out. But if we're going to hash out if we were the competition committee and the rules committee here, first of all, philosophically, stop trying to make the game safer. You've got to have guys running into each other. You've got to stop calling every ticky-tack thing and targeting and all that.
That's going to make it better.
Let guys, first and foremost, take out the pretense. Let guys clobber each other. And I'm not saying spearing or out of reason, but you got to stop saying that, oh, you can't tackle a guy here or you can't tackle him there. Forget about saying that, oh, we need to make all this cynical ploy to make the game safer. Second, the play clock.
Take it back to the Chuck Cecil and Scott Case days.
Shorten the play clock.
So from 40 to...
Shorten the play clock.
It's 40, right?
It's it's 40. Get the play in.
So 25-30?
Get up to the line and go. Go.
More plays.
I want more action. More plays in a game.
It's the baseball argument.
where you can... Whatever you want to do about having, you know, give receivers a fair shot and all that, and have a limit on, I think they've done a better job speeding up the reviews of the scoring plays. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, like the Mike Evans touchdown, for example. Did he have both feet down? Yeah, we got this. Let's go. Let's move on. You're not grinding to a halt there. But if these guys are such geniuses, if everybody involved is so smart and the quarterbacks are so brilliant, get the play in. If you need to hold up a card, hold up a card. Do what you got to do, but shorten that play clock so guys aren't standing around, and not everything's got to be full hurry up. Get me to the next play. You're gonna take all your commercial breaks, but let's the actual rhythm of the game.
That take away from the line of scrimmage masters who like to point out what's happening here, the side adjustment there. You know, the guys like Peyton Manning.
Do it faster.
Okay.
Get your read. Do it faster.
Okay. And this will make the game better for you.
It's a start.
See, because I feel like what we're doing is we're talking about what we used to watch when we enjoyed it and wanting to take it back. I'm talking about the evolution of the game. The game's not going to go backwards.
I don't want to fall.
Game can't go backwards.
I don't want to fall into the trap of dumb NBA fans who think that the Jordan era NBA was better ball. It wasn't. It was ugly, and a lot of it was slow and bad, and the rules sucked. And if you actually watch those games, again, go back and watch those games.
Those two Utah series were dreadful.
Some of the games against Seattle, too, there was some brutal basketball.
And, of course,
being
two great basketball players saved your ass many times, actually, not more than a couple.
So I know that there were some games that were played during the heyday of the Bears that were bad. I get that.
You were there.
I believe
you were in the stands.
Right. We didn't
throwing snowballs at dead players. Yes,
popcorn.
Okay.
Popcorn. Flicking popcorn.
By the time 20 years from now, it's going to be you throwing a snowball.
Cinder block at that point, right?
Dan actually shot Gary Kubiak in a game once.
No, it's just get the popcorn closer to the knocked out quarterback. They left him lying there all alone. He's on a gurney.
That's where it started, y'all. What? That's where it started, guys. When you think about the genesis of Dan Bernstein.
Just have informed consent about how dangerous the game is and speed it up.
But I keep asking you the same question. Is that going to make it better? These are things that you want to get rid of because you don't like pussyfooting around the real issues when it comes to the game. Neither do I.
Right. There's the intellectual argument, and then there's the aesthetic argument.
And that's what I'm asking you.
Right.
If I sit down for a Lions-Giants game on Monday night that you guys... That was too much? Yeah, look at Anna's looking at me. Really? That was... All right, bet. But if I sit down and look forward to a Monday night football game like I used to when I was a kid, right? Yeah! Times I got reintroduced to Bo Jackson as a child watching Monday Night Football. That was the only time I'd get Bob Trumpy yelling at me on an NBC Sunday afternoon. Or Monday Night Football.
Bill Kenny's got Carlos Carson for the touchdown.
Introduced to last night?
You're not a kid, though.
But this is the thing.
You can't see it through the same eyes.
For the sport. But what you're telling me, though, is... Go back to some of the things that you watch when you're not a kid, but when you were younger and you enjoyed the sport more. I'm talking about the evolution of the sport. Where is it going to go for the fans who are, you know, Jason Bernstein's age, who are, you know, younger than Jason Bernstein, who are getting ready to spend that dough, whether it be on the NFL Network or whether it be on a season ticket package. Like, these are the things that we've talked about with the Cubs, the
Madden
Sox.
17.
Well, see, that's the thing. The game, Madden has has far exceeded what the hell actually goes on in the television screen.
I was just going to tell you, my workout bike is in the basement, and sometimes
that game is.
Sometimes when I'm working out and I'm watching him, mm-hmm. Those games are fun,
terrific.
They're wide open. There's all kinds of athleticism out there.
Things that you don't see in an NFL game. The EA slogan is, if it's in the game, it's in the game. Not anymore.
No, there's no Josh Bellamy letting the ball hit him in the sternum. I mean, you know,
Josh Bellamy damn near ain't even on the game half the time. Yeah, but these are the things that I'm watching this last time, thinking to myself, how is this game going to grow?
I've watched whole Madden games as a spectator.
Right. It's fun. Tanny, anytime Tanny used to come over to the crib, he'd watch me and her play Madden for a little bit, and then Tanny would get on the sticks, and he'd play like super conservative and punt and run the ball.
That's all a problem.
You're forgetting one element of that, winning.
Yeah.
Tired of all the winning.
It'd be so much winning. It'd be like a 10-3 game, and you'd be like, come on, Tanny. Like, we're having fun here. Everyone's drunk. What are you doing? But yeah, 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Yeah, fix this,
Just having issues with what I watched last night, and maybe next week's game will be terrific, but the evolution of football and how it can be fixed from a consumer's point of view.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. All right, help us out. We're open to anything, even wacky off-the-wall stuff, because football needs your help. You have the score.
The Cubs' magic number is now 10. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk and to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 Duet signing. First month's payments due at signing. Zero security deposit, taxes, and fees extra.
I played in the Fall Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Must qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/2/17.
Got a life hack for you. If you haven't committed to sleeping on really good sheets, you're going to be a happier person once you do. And I'll admit that I didn't really get it. And I go, sheets are sheets, who cares? But then finally you sleep on good sheets and you realize, oh, I've been wasting time sleeping on garbage when this is really nicer. And it matters, because if you're doing it right, that's a third of your earthly existence is going to be in those sheets. But you don't want to spend crazy money. And you don't have to. You don't have to be stupid about this. You can go to brooklinen.com. And I have these sheets, and I enjoy them immensely. What Brooklinen does is they cut out all the unnecessary markup. And in this particular sector, there has been a lot of it. And Brooklinen was founded with the whole idea of saying, wait a sec, why are people screwing around at department stores and specialty stores when they can just go to brooklinen.com for underpriced luxury bedding? And mine are great. You'll find them great, too. You're going to love them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you, just for listening. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use my promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so sure that you're going to love your new sheets that they offer risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters, pillowcases, all that. There's no reason not to at least give these sheets a try. And the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan, D-A-N. It's Brooklinen.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
To count the discounts, say driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf in Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't make those decisions. I'm not a football expert.
All right, well, you're only commissioner of the NFL. That's fine. And now Jerry Jones doesn't want you to have a contract extension. This segment brought to you by UPSJobs.com. UPS is hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland with some locations offering tuition assistance and up to $100 in weekly bonuses. Apply now at UPSJobs.com. The Bernstein and Goff Show, Fixing NFL Football. You say that right now on the Facebook chat, there's a lot of talk about going back to being an appropriately violent game.
Yeah, people want the anger. People want the violence the same way that you intimated in the last segment as well.
Kind of do, too.
All right.
I admit it. So we're fixing football. We've got some calls lined up, and everything's going to be better in our world in a bit on The Score.
Cubs fans, with the Cardinals barely hanging on, the division race is shrinking down to two teams, making this weekend critical. It's four games with the second-place Brewers in Milwaukee.
That ball is gone! Home run!
Hear every game between the Cubs and Brewers right here, starting Thursday.
He's got it! Cubs win!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
Horse racing fans, you won't want to miss another edition of the Sports and Racing Roundup, hosted by The Score's Brian Hanley and Eric Barlin of Tito's Handmade Vodka. The guys, along with a few special guests, will be breaking down the Travers Stakes, plus other top-line races. Get their picks and analysis of all the big races, as well as a look at the Northsiders' playoff push and upcoming Chicago football season. Visit cbschicago.com/Tito's to tune in. It's the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear. Chicago, save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance priced for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How are you giving Fox a fair bite at the apple here? You traded up, and there's nothing wrong with trading up, provided the kid is good. You know, you got what looks like a good quarterback, but it's hands-off. You can't play him. So you got a player you can't play with the greatest asset that you had in the offseason. Fox is supposed to win without that.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The